May 2, 2025. Hair is often seen as a bird's nest. Many people with nesting instincts gather hair from wherever they can find it. They collect it from many sources. Some want more than just hair in the nest, they want another singing bird. In the nest, you might find a bird sitting on her eggs. During the day, she may have to defend her home against a fox or a snake trying to raid it. In a nest that lasts a while, the chicks hatch and eventually attempt to fly away. Many try to cling to the chick that has left, unwilling to let go. The process of building a nest can become clumsy and chaotic. A long-time nester may even drop an egg to prove how cold his bird was. It is then that you know the snake has taken the egg. Bruce and Lori had spent years building their home not with brick and mortar, but with time, trust, and unwavering commitment. Their nest was a sanctuary, woven together with shared laughter, whispered dreams, and the quiet understanding that they belonged to each other. Like all dedicated nesters, they gathered what they could: memories, lessons, and even strands of hair, taken from wherever life left them behind. Each piece added warmth to their home, making it stronger. But some weren't just content with structure, they wanted companionship. Lori had always longed for another singing voice in their world, a presence that made their home feel complete. Their nest held fragile promises, some spoken, some unspoken. Maybe a dream, maybe a child, or simply the knowledge that no storm could dismantle what they had built together. Yet life is never gentle with those who nest. The fox of doubt lurked nearby, the snake of betrayal coiled in the shadows, each waiting for a moment to strike. Over time, the nest evolved. What was once strong became fragile, strained by the weight of expectation. The young that grew within their home, like Daniel, eventually spread their wings. He flew, as all must, but Lori hesitated to let him go, trying to hold on to the comfort of what once was. Nest building is a delicate process, sometimes graceful, sometimes clumsy. Some builders stumble, watching their once sturdy home collapse under the pressure of change. Some grow reckless, casting aside their dreams, rejecting what they had once fought to create. And when something precious vanishes without explanation, the truth is undeniable: the snake has come and stolen its prize. Yet Bruce and Lori persist, because nesting isn't about perfection, but endurance. It's about building a home with care, filling it with love, and ensuring it withstands the seasons that seek to undo it. What about Bill? At 62, Bill had seen enough of the world to know that opinions could be loud, persistent, and often misguided. Living with diabetes while relying on Social Security, he thought he had reached an age where the endless push to just get a job might finally quiet. But that wasn't the case. People saw Bill living his life, moving around, managing his condition, staying active, and decided that his visible health must mean employability. They ignored the unseen struggles, the fatigue, the constant calculations necessary to keep his blood sugar in check. They dismissed the reality that managing diabetes itself was a full-time effort. Daniel, someone Bill knew, had been in a similar place. Once jobless, Daniel had heard the same chorus, "Find work." Eventually, he had. But the cycle was familiar. Society had little patience for nuance, for individual circumstances. Bill, despite warnings not to, went ahead and searched for employment. His body told him no, but the world told him yes. And then came the exhausting part: proving himself sick enough to justify his limitations. Government officials wanted paperwork, explanations, proof upon proof that his symptoms weren't mere exaggerations. So Bill did what anyone pushed to the edge might do: he posted the truth. A video cataloging the realities of his symptoms, the hidden struggles unseen by the casual observer. But the powers that be, the silent watchers in the background, remained blind to his experience. Frustrated, Bill lashed out, demanding accountability from the so-called watchdogs who dismissed his reality. And then, something unexpected happened: those silent enforcers, those who ignored the truth, would no longer be paid to oversee what they refused to understand. Bill wasn't sure if it was justice or simply another twist in the tangled system. But for the first time, someone had listened.